Goldie and the Three Penguins. Words by Chris Gurney. Pictures by Sarah Anderson. Goldie was bored on this bright sunny day. Her friends were all busy and couldn't come play. "I'll walk to the dairy," said Goldie. "Why not? A jelly tip ice cream would sure hit the spot." From the Three Penguins' house in a neighboring street, there wafted aromas so luscious and sweet. Both Big Penguin Dad and his young penguin chick looked on as Mum fried fish and chips in a tick. Then Mum dished the food at the table for three, but the fish was too hot. They had to agree. "What do you reckon? We go for a walk and let it cool down," said Dad with a squawk. Not far away, Goldie's nose started twitching. The scent in the air was completely bewitching. Her tum gave a rumbly-grumbly lurch as her feet took off on a smell-finding search. When she came to the house where the penguins resided, without even thinking, she stepped on inside it. There on the table was Dad Penguin's lunch. "Yow, that's too hot," Goldie cried on first munch. She hungrily turned to Mum Penguin's dish. "Ugh," Goldie said, "I don't like cold fish." Goldie moved on and looking suspicious, nibbled at chicks, then shouted, "Delicious!" She gobbled it up in the blink of an eye and said, "My, oh my, that was really car pie." Goldie sat down on a hard wooden rocker. "Yikes," she exclaimed, "this seat is a shocker." The beanbag looked comfy, all sheepskin covered, but too soft and squishy, as Goldie discovered. There in the corner, a plain little stool, bright red and looking way cool. It fitted her perfectly, just the right size. Alas, a loud crack brought a nasty surprise. She gave a huge yawn and rubbed her sore hip. Now it was time for a nice little kip. The first bed she came to, she plonked herself down, then bounced right back up with a cross little frown. "This mattress is stuffed full of large rocks. I think on this hard old bed I could not sleep a wink." Next thing she saw, a hammock of flax. "Toys," Goldie cheered. "What a way to relax." But the hammock was swingy and springy and soft. So feeling quite queasy, she quickly hopped off. The last little bed looked cozy and cute. "I think that I've found the bed that will suit." Curling up on her side and closing her eyes, she said, "My, oh my, this is really car pie." And it will be continued in the next Boo.